This is Winter by Ezra Emmett, aged 12. Read by Toby Jones. The Oban leaves have come and gone. Their soggy, limp corpses lie in the snow. Adorning the streets are the spindly skeletons of what were once lush trees. The early birds are no longer early, and the worms they would have once harvested can roam free through frozen razor blades of green. The winter air caresses your cheeks with needles for fingers, flushing your face with scarlet blood. The hairs on the back of your neck stand up like soldiers and turn from velvet to pine needles on a tree. Twinkling stars in the clear, cold black of the night seem to tell stories of winters that have passed us by. Snowflakes of dry skin crystallize around your parched lips, and plumes of vapour form in the bitter air after escaping from your mouth, disappearing the second you look. Sickness lingers in the air, settling on the shoulders of people on the busy high streets, making the prospect of spring feel as if it couldn't come faster. The warmth of its embrace beckons you with open arms. But first, the icy streets must melt, taking with them the magic that they bring. All of a sudden, you find yourself missing the strange wonder of winter. Your heart and mind begin to thaw. So do the memories of innocent childish joy that these cold, dark months hold between their folds of desolate white. Eyes of grey watch from the trees as the winter floats away, and bushes of purple heather escape from their chrysalis. The pallid complexion of snowy landscape becomes a rosy pink one. Tiny heartbeats of frozen rodents ring in the ears of stalking predators as they emerge from hibernation, bloodlust pumping through their veins. This is winter.